From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. November 16th is the sentencing date set for Tavin D. Evans after he pleaded guilty to involuntary manslaughter. The 20-year-old Evans was one of two men accused in the methamphetamine overdose death of a 16-year-old girl, Alyssa Claiborne. He's expected to receive a 3-year sentence. He can withdraw his plea if a judge decides to sentence him to more than a maximum term, which is 4 years behind bars. Charges against his co-defendant, Anthony Burgess, who was already behind bars on separate charges, would be dismissed once Evans is sentenced. Burgess charged in connection with a separate case. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office says it's been receiving several reports of phone scams where the caller is claiming to be Sergeant Marshall with the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office and demanding payment and threatening arrest for missing jury duty. Please note that the Sheriff's Office will never threaten to arrest you if you do not pay a fine for missing jury duty. They'll never demand payment in exchange for dropping a warrant. They'll never ask you to pay a fine over the phone or through a gift card or a prepaid debit card. They'll never ask you to meet an officer outside the courthouse to pay a fine. And will never call you for bail money for a loved one if you receive a call from someone claiming to be from the agency demanding any of those things. Hang up and call the Sheriff's Office directly. That number, 707-445-7251. We reported recently how HSU's class of 2018 broke new records with graduation rates for first-time and transfer students. The school officials say the progress comes as the result of several initiatives put in place. It's part of the California State University System's Graduation Initiative 2025. The goals of that system-wide initiative is to increase graduation rates while reducing opportunity gaps for traditionally underrepresented students, first-generation students, and Pell recipients. Interim Vice Provost Rock Brathwaite saying they invested in academic and social resources aimed at affecting student success at the school. Well, on-site pot use facilities could be on the way in Eureka following a unanimous vote by City Council recently to allow them. They can take on several forms like pot-themed lounges, spas, restaurants, or hotels. It all boils down to whether local jurisdictions okay their use. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.